Okay, so what's really fun about today is that I just heard a little snippet, a tiny little snippet of a YouTube video that I wanted to talk to you guys about, and it was the conversation had shifted into recirculating old content. And I realized, like, I do a terrible job at this. And I guarantee you 90% of people also do a terrible job at this. There is so much, like, all of us that have been creating content, we're so focused on new, we're so focused on fresh, we're so focused on, like, what's next and, you know, coming up and just doing everything that we've never done before. And that's important. I'm not going to pretend like it's not. But there is so much that if you've been in online business for more than a year, you probably have so much content that you've been creating, if you've been doing this consistently, that you can go back and just repost, repolish, remix even, and turn it into something new. But you don't have to start from scratch. You can even go back and look at your old blog posts, read them, and say what you've learned from, you know, the year since it's been that you posted it. So I know I have a ton of stuff, and I'm not a great blog poster. I'm not as consistent as I wish I was, but I'm going to be shifting my focus into blogging more this next quarter too. And what's interesting is that there's so much that I could go back and, like, revamp and readjust and say, oh, I don't use that tool anymore. I use this tool for that. Or, oh, I found a new way to use that tool. Or I found this entirely new thing that I'm going to refocus on. And there's just so much that you could learn and gain from recycling your old content. So take today, go back and see what you've created in the past. See what will work. See what will fit in with what you're promoting this quarter, and start refocusing on recycling the content you've already spent so much time creating. It's definitely going to save you a ton of time, save you a lot of brain power having to come up with fresh stuff, and it's just good as, you know, an audience that builds. If someone comes across your content and does a deep dive, you know, becomes obsessed with you, starts to go through all the posts you've ever created, all, you know, signed up for the emails, gone through all of the opt-ins, you would be astounded to see what people will dig up. So it's only in your and your audience's best interest to go and revisit some of your old pieces.